Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, December 14th, 2017. Welcome to Day 329. The FCC voted to repeal net neutrality today, which requires internet service providers to treat all web traffic equally. The Washington Post and the New York Times say the measure passed 3-2, with the Republican appointees supporting repeal and the Democratic appointees opposing. 83% of Americans supported the rules that are in place. Internet providers are now free to speed up services for some apps and websites while blocking or slowing down others. In Ajit Pai's first 11 months as FCC chairman, he has lifted media ownership limits, eased caps on how much broadband providers can charge business customers, and cut back on a low-income broadband program that was supposed to be expanded. In a letter to FCC Chairman Ajit Pai, 18 attorneys general asked the commission to delay the net neutrality vote, pending an investigation into fake comments. The Hill and NPR say of the 22 million public comments filed with the FCC, 94% of them, quote, were submitted multiple times, and in some cases those comments were submitted many hundreds of thousands of times, end quote. The New York State Office of the Attorney General says the net neutrality public comment process was corrupted by more than 2 million comments that used stolen identities. Eric Schneiderman called on the FCC to delay the vote and cooperate with his investigation into illegal criminal impersonation under New York law. Meanwhile, NBC News says Trump's pick to regulate toxic chemicals at the EPA has withdrawn his nomination due to his ties to the chemical industry. Michael Dorsen spent decades conducting research that chemical manufacturers used to downplay the risks of hazardous substances. Next, Omarosa said there were, quote, a lot of things that I observed during the last year that I was very unhappy with and, quote, made me uncomfortable, end quote. ABC News says the former Apprentice contestant reportedly tried to enter the White House residence after a confrontation yesterday with John Kelly, who told her that her employment in the administration would end on January 20th. She was then escorted off the White House grounds.
John Kelly and I had a very straightforward discussion about concerns that I had, issues that I raised, and as a result, I resigned, and it will be taking place January the 20th when I leave this very interesting administration.
And now to the polls. Public policy polling says 53% of voters think that Trump should resign over the allegations of sexual harassment. 42% think he should remain in office. 53% of voters believe the women who have accused Trump of harassment, compared to 31% who think they aren't telling the truth. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into today's main update but are still worth knowing about. First up, Congressman Blake Farenthold will not seek re-election following reports that he used taxpayer money to settle a sexual harassment complaint by a former staffer. Two, Kentucky State Representative Dan Johnson died from a single gunshot wound to the head. He was under investigation for alleged sexual molestation. 3. Mike Pence delayed his visit to Israel as Congress is preparing to vote on the tax reform. And 4. Trump Jr. testified to the Senate Intelligence Committee yesterday, spending 9 hours answering questions from the panel. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis. We'll be right back.